Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, here's how this works. I will read an email that came in, and then you guys can sound off about the dilemma, the situation. We love your feedback. The phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. If you want to talk about Janessa's situation, which is not a real name, as she points out in the first line, I need some advice because I really messed up. I don't know what to do. Please don't use my real name. And then at the end, she says, call me Janessa. So a couple weeks ago, I went to my friend's wedding solo. I was technically invited with a plus one. I'm newly single. My boyfriend dumped me a few weeks ago, so I decided to go alone. At the reception, I ended up talking and flirting with the best man.
Ooh.
This is real life. I thought it only happened in movies. She continues to say, we really hit it off. And after a lot of drinks, one thing led to another. And we ended up spending the night together in his hotel room. Bum, bum, bum.
Eek.
The next morning, I didn't regret it, she said. He was charming. I actually thought we might stay in touch. And a few days later, I mentioned it to the bride, who's a close friend, and she totally freaked out.
Oh, no.
That's when I found out the best man is married.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a night ruiner.
Oh, no.
His wife didn't attend the wedding because she's 8 months pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dude, scumbag.
The plot thickens. She says, I'm feeling blindsided, embarrassed, and pretty darn angry. I had no idea he was married, let alone about to be a dad. Now I feel like a homewrecker. Here's her asking for advice. Should I pretend like this never happened and just move on, or should I confront him about it? Part of me even wonders if I should contact the wife and tell her what went on. Would love to hear what you and your listeners think, and that's from Janessa, air quotes.
Oh, poor Janessa.
So Janessa got her freak on. If you want to sound off about what's going on here, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 will get you in the studios for show wants to know. We love hearing from you guys. So yeah, Janessa went to a wedding, got a little tipsy, started flirting with the best man, had a little something-something, and then later found out he's married.
This is why people suck.
This is why people
suck. For real, though, like, I don't want to say women or men specifically because it can happen anytime, right? Like, this could be reverse roles easily. But I just feel like she is not in the wrong at all here. She had no idea. She was just having a good time. And she's recently heartbroken. She's just trying to turn, you know, her emotions around a little bit. I don't fault Janessa at all in this scenario, but that guy,
she's single, ready to mingle,
exactly,
right?
That guy,
guy needs to be told on from the highest mountain. You need to go proclaim how bad he is as a person.
Yeah.
And you should tell the wife, because here's the thing, that wife is 8 months pregnant right now. She's gonna have that baby. They're gonna have that connection for the rest of their lives.
How do you
already
prove it, though?
How do you prove it? You tell her. You tell
that
her
you slept together. I mean,
exactly.
she could
deny
be trying to be like
it.
A homewrecker, you
he
know
he could deny it.
Well, yeah, you could deny it, but a
you're
woman
gonna have to come
not,
with some evidence.
Here's
right?
the thing: a woman who
like mole placement
comes up and says, "I was at the wedding with your husband." I'm sure people at the reception saw them flirty, so for them to take it to the next step, she probably wouldn't have to try hard to prove that to her. But I would just like to believe that the woman who is pregnant would lean to believe Janessa, because why would she just go and make something like that up? You know,
maybe she thought he was really hot and wanted it.
I think she needs to tell the wife, because that wife is in for a whole lifetime of hurt if she stays with this guy.
Maybe it was
put it this way.
No.
Maybe you shouldn't tell the wife, because there are a lot of stressful situations that can cause a lot of damage to a child that has not been born yet.
She could go into labor early.
There's a lot of bad things that could happen. Maybe you don't tell. Like, I'm almost on side, don't tell, because it's a one-time thing. Maybe he was drunk, and I'm not saying that's an excuse.
No, this guy needs to.
But things happen.
Could be, yeah.
No.
And maybe you don't tell the wife, because that could
moment.
Really, really hurt the child on top of that. Maybe it was just an accidental, I mean, not an accident, but like a one-time thing where, I don't know. I don't know if you tell the wife, Jer.
Wouldn't you want to know?
Maybe not when I'm 8 months
pregnant.
Maybe not.
Maybe she wouldn't want to know.
And just kind of let it go, is push it, you know, hey, look, we messed up, we made a mistake, or he made a mistake.
That's on him, maybe, to speak up.
I think
it might be on Janessa to just be like, oh, my God, I didn't know, I'm the innocent party. I think I'm just going to move on from this and pretend like it never happened.
Yeah.
I think she needs to tell everybody. She should tell his mama, too, just to get him in real
I
trouble.
I don't know if that's her
No,
place.
Really. You Listen, need to tell mom. Everybody. I'm telling you.
I don't know.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I think Janessa got herself
also,
in a
tell
bad
your mom,
situation.
You're adults, Katie. You're adults.
She's going to tell his mama, too.
49. Oh, God, Maria, clear that throat.
Oh, my gosh.
Just getting ready.
That was so
my
much
allergies
phlegm.
Are so bad.
That yes. was so much phlegm. And everybody heard you doing it.
Oh, my gosh. You could have told me I was, like, on air now. I got no warning.
Buckets of
there.
Phlegm. I mean, buckets of phlegm.
He does that to us all the time. Maria.
Oh, All right.
All right, Maria. All right, Phlegmy, what do you say?
First of all, that burden is not hers to carry, so she is not a homewrecker, not hers to carry. Don't do that to yourself. Secondly, I know there's concerns with the baby. 8 months, I know the baby's going to be fine if okay. something, like, fully developed, so we're good. But third, this is all him. He is a selfish bleepity bleep bleep bleep. Like, liars and cheaters are so selfish, right? They think of nobody but themselves. The wife needs to know. If it was you, like, I said the same thing Katie said. If it was you, wouldn't you want to know? You deserve to know.
I'm trying to decide if I would want to know.
I don't know, because
ignorance is bliss.
I was going to say, I know a family that this happened to where it was a one-time thing, and the wife is literally like, I wish I never knew. Because he was so apologetic and everything, but it ruins everything.
It was,
I mean,
what this was. It was a one-time thing. He made a mistake. Maybe he's feeling massive amounts of guilt and is just like, I want this to pass and move on because I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I don't know.
And what if it's not a one-time thing? Yeah. What if it's habitual and he, you know, bring something home to his wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But as far as we know, it's not that.
He could bring something home to his, I know, but in,
you're talking
in
like
the,
STD?
The event that he yeah. could, yeah, like something which could affect the baby.
That yes. totally could.
Absolutely. It could.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, there's so many layers to this.
There's so many layers.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, is this guy,
I don't think I'd want to know, though.
I don't.
Like, he could have a lot of things that are not in his favor already, and this would be the one thing that made the wife. Like, I know I was in a very toxic relationship once, and I was allowing a lot of behavior that I shouldn't have, and then he cheated on me, and that was it.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, that was it. That's what got me to do it, and maybe that's this girl's situation.
Maybe.
You know?
You're right.
God, now she's got to deal with that and having a newborn.
But that's the other thing, Katie. Like, that's a dating relationship, and when you are married and bringing life into the world, I don't know. That's so tough. If it is a one-time thing, I would vote I don't want to know.
All right, Maria, we are putting you in camp. Tell the mama, though, right? Tell.
Tell her. Right. Tell.
Tell, yes. tell. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
Now you can hang up the phone and go cough up the rest of that phlegm. All right?
I'm going with the walk of shame right now. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Right.
Best. Have a great day.
Thanks,
we love you.
You too.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Kisses. Hi, Leah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Okay, so what do you think about Janessa's situation? What would you do?
So, a long time ago, like many moons, probably before some of you were even born, because I'm that old.
Josh.
Similar situation. I was invited to a party, happened. Anyway, long story short, at one point, and I think what the problem is that Janessa probably had a real connection with this guy. He probably was, like, into a lot of the same things she was into. They had a really great conversation. And so as women, I think sometimes when we find that person that we have a little bit of a connection with, and after we came out of a relationship that was, like, crappy, you start to get a little bit of hope. And that's probably why she's feeling guilty and she's angry. Because she was given hope again after coming out of a bad relationship. I don't know if it was bad, but.
Well, it could have been hope. It could have been revenge. It could just be like, screw it. I'm having fun. I'm now single. I mean, it could be a multitude of things.
Right. It's a multitude of things. But I honestly, I'm like, if it's a one-time thing, you're never going to see this guy again. It's not something that you want to write home about, you know. And I would not say anything. Chances are, this is not his first occurrence.
Yeah.
Chances are, he's done it repeatedly because he knows he has a wife at home. He knows that she's pregnant. He knows that, you know, she could be in a delicate situation or whatever the case may be. And he went ahead and made the conscious decision to lie to this girl and cheat on his wife.
That's what I'm thinking. It's so, like, this is on him. Janessa, this was Janessa just out having fun.
Yeah.
You know, she did it, and this is not her fault. She had no idea. That's why I'm almost like, bury it and move on.
Well,
and
yeah.
Just put this in your rearview mirror now and be like, screw that guy.
It's not
I hope
her
he gets
responsibility,
caught.
Right?
I hope he gets caught, but I'm not going to make a mess of this.
Right.
I'm moving on.
Because then at some point, it's like you're going to decide to tell, you're going to tell everybody, and then it's a domino effect. It's going to affect, you know, the baby and the marriage, and eventually it's going to happen. And what if she doesn't care? Like, what if Janessa tells her? And she's like, oh, well, you know, this happened. I'm sorry. I didn't know he was married. And you don't know if the wife turns around and says, oh, yes, you did know. Everybody at the wedding.
That's what
that
I was thinking,
married.
Too. It might affect Janessa if she lets the cat out of the bag. And even her friends are going to be like, how did you not know? And then
how
they're going to be like, come on, you knew. And
exactly.
You're a homewrecker. It might really start affecting her on multiple levels versus just this one. So you're saying
walk away.
You're saying walk away. Put it behind you.
That's interesting.
I like it. I like all of your points, Leah. I'm with you, I think.
Well,
we appreciate you calling. We're going to hit a couple more calls. You have a great Tuesday.
You too.
Thanks,
love
Leah.
You guys.
Love you. Bye. Hi, Mary.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, hi.
Fire, liar, pants on fire. Hi, Kitty.
Hi,
you
Mary.
You should be my best friend. That guy. But the thing is, you got to make good choices.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't know.
Don't have sex with somebody at a wedding.
Well,
yeah, but she was single and having fun. He was a good-looking guy. They had some cocktails.
Yeah.
Why not, Mary?
And you know what?
I feel like Mary's going to cuss. Mary, I'm going to turn you down for a second and be the dad here. Mary, please don't cuss on the air, okay? She's still talking.
No.
Mary, take a breath. Mary, don't cut. Oh, she's still
talking. I'm not going to curse.
You were talking to her.
No.
She's
Mary.
Just answering you back.
Curse.
What?
I'm not going to curse.
Okay, don't cuss.
But
okay.
The thing is it's not sleeping with somebody. It's sex. And don't have sex with somebody at a wedding.
Yeah.
That's all.
Why?
Well,
it sounds
watch,
like a great fling if you
watch
ask me.
Friends, that's how Monica and Chandler got together.
Come on, Mary. Like the heat of the moment. There's love in the air because it's a wedding. You meet a hot guy, have some tequila shots. Next thing you know, you have a romp in the hotel room. Come on, Mary. Live a little. I think you've had some tequila shots already this morning.
Get a little.
All right, Mary. So am I?
Yes. No.
No. It's just it's really terrible. I feel bad for her because you kind of go, oh my God, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mary. Yeah. I'm gonna hop into some other calls. We appreciate you calling this morning. Thank you so much. You should hang out with her, Katie.
I know.
You should.
Hi, Robin.
She sounds like a fun time.
Hi, Robin.
Hello.
Hi, Robin. All right. Give us your thoughts about Janessa's situation.
Well, first I was thinking that she should tell, but now listening to not Mary, but the one before, I'm thinking maybe she just needs to leave it alone. I don't know, because the first thing I thought initially was, where's this guy's wedding ring? Like, I feel like he was out on a mission.
Yeah.
To get himself something.
Solid point.
It's not his first time, right?
But then again,
that's what
if he had a wedding ring on, does she look to see if he had a wedding ring? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like if I'm out and I see somebody that I'm like, hey, oh,
yeah.
I'm like, ah, crap, he's got a ring on.
Exactly.
You know?
How first thing I look for.
Robin, how would you be if you see him?
Hey-o.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, that's what I do too, Robin.
But there's
morning,
this.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Get me some of that. But there's a thing where a lot of people don't wear rings anymore, too.
I was going to say that. Yes,
a lot of people don't wear rings.
A lot of people get tattoos or rings.
Or they don't wear rings.
Or they just don't wear it at all. I've seen that.
I don't know about that. Like,
hey-o.
Robin, I am so with you. If I'm attracted to a guy immediately, I can't even control it. My eyes immediately go to that left hand and look for the ring. Like, that's the first thing. So if he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, which I feel like she would have looked for that, too.
It didn't match the suit, Katie.
This is him doing it multiple times. Like, he is a cheater, and he's just gonna find a way to cheat, and this poor woman who's pregnant with his child's going to deal with it her whole relationship with him.
Maybe they have an open relationship.
Like, does she not know anybody at this wedding? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if this is, like, a close friend of hers, and usually, like, if it's a close friend, you know everybody. You would know the wedding party.
Yeah.
I thought that, too. It's like, I bet she kind of knows who this guy is.
She thought he was cute this whole time. She was plotting.
Well, and not only that, but when you like somebody, don't, like, Robin, if you knew we're at an event where, like, people knew each other, you know, you'd ask somebody, is that person single?
Yeah,
do you know
that
their
guy
story?
Available?
Exactly. Like, you would ask someone their story. So,
even if he wasn't married, like, at least someone could be like, he's not married, but he's got a girlfriend / whatever, and she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
So, don't go there.
All right, so where am I putting you, Robin? Tell or don't tell?
I say tell. The dude needs to be ratted out.
All right, yeah, Robin.
Tell his mama, huh?
We appreciate you calling. Have a great day. Hey, now.
All right, later.
Bye. We're going to do Ann and Julie, and we'll put this to bed. Hi, Ann.
Hey, hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you want to tell Janessa?
Well, excuse me, I have allergies again. I think that there's some context that she's not thinking about, which this was not just some random guest at the wedding. This was the best man. That means he is either a good friend of the groom or related to the groom. Now that Janessa has told the bride what she did, this could end up, the bride could tell her husband.
Mm-hmm.
It could end up circling back on her. They might decide to protect him, or, you know, does she take the higher road and just take the, oh my, I had no idea. Just talk to the bride and say, if I'd known, I had no idea. I don't want to cause any harm, and just kind of be the bigger person.
Please keep this quiet. Don't tell anybody, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, exactly. Is that, you know,
I'm still with you. Yes, don't say anything.
I really don't,
I just think
that's what I think. Because like I said, it's not some random dude. It's the best man.
Yeah.
He's never going to learn. If she doesn't tell on him, he is going to do that.
This whole, like, learning, getting even thing, it's like,
is
it
up to her? Is it up to her to be?
Look, that's the thing. Your sin will find you out. Like, that's the thing. If he's a repeat offender, it will come out sometime. It just doesn't necessarily have to be this time.
Go ahead, Ann.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I am old enough that I've seen this before. At some point, he will get caught, but it will look better on her if she takes the high road. Because guys are not going to change, Katie. I wish I could tell you, but they just won't.
Hey, Ann.
Hold on. Wait a second.
No, you're so right, Ann. You're so right.
Wait a second.
Come on, Ann.
Do women change?
We don't have to.
I'm saying that someone who cheats is going to cheat, whether it's a man or woman.
Yeah, you know what?
If they've got that propensity, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Ann, we appreciate you calling. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll wrap things up with Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi there.
All right, you get final word on this.
Okay, so I'm totally with Ann on this one. So guys cheat, women cheat. I've seen both sides of it. I've seen all of that going on in my life. Absolutely. But it's not her job to tell him or to tell on him. He's going to get caught, I agree, somewhere else. And if the bride knows and she knows the best man and her husband knows and all the things, then someone else needs to rat him out. But she was just having a great time. It's not her fault. She doesn't need to, like, find out all the information about him. She's just out at a wedding having a great time. So he does need to be caught, but I don't think it's her job to rat him out.
I think the groom is eventually going to, I mean, he'll hear about it, I think, from the bride.
Yeah, I think
and
so, too.
I think he might eventually confront this guy about it and be like, knock it off. Hopefully, if he's a good dude, like, what are you doing?
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe
right,
it'll...
He's been doing this all the time, and this is I agree with the other callers. This is not the first time this guy has cheated. There's no way. He's got it down. He takes his ring off. He tries to be sly. No one really knows. And then once people aren't around, that's when he takes her to the hotel room. He's done this before. So she just needs to say, oh, my gosh, had a great night. Had no idea. Bride knows. And let it go. I agree with the caller who said it's not on her. It's on somebody else.
Love it. Love it. Love it, Julie. We appreciate you calling and sounding off today for Show Wants to Know.
Absolutely.
Have
good luck
day.
To her.
Thank you.
It's a
you.
Hard one.
Yeah.
Right, bye. That's what he said.
You had to do
all that.
No, you had
That's
to.
Actually how he got Janessa.
Oh, this is why you can't trust people, though. This is like my dating adventure.
It
this
sucks
is why it's rough.
Can't.
Because, like, I am such a private detective when it comes to people, and this is why. It's because people lie. They're not
I know.
Up,
it's hard, though,
honest.
When you're a few shots in and you're at a wedding and you're dancing. And it's hard to be an investigator.
18, 19-month dress.
I don't care, though. Like, I'm not going to.
He's hot.
It doesn't matter. Like, if I see someone with a wedding ring on, they're just off limits to me. And I feel like Janessa would not have approached this guy and flirted with this guy had she known he was married.
I'm going to tell you, most of the calls and most of the texts coming in, I'm looking through them, are saying just move on.
Yeah,
don't tell.
I know.
Like, just bury it. You had fun. Chalk it up to a good time, and this guy will get what's coming to him.
Yeah, Jared, the second you tell, you are throwing yourself into the middle of it now. And she's the girl that will forever know as the woman that slept with the guy with the wife that has, you know, been 8 months
Even
pregnant.
Though she didn't mean to. She's completely innocent.
I know.
She's she will be labeled as
she's
that.
Automatically
yeah.
throwing
it's
yourself.
True.
That's why
it's so
like,
true.
No, it's
she didn't know. I know. It's so unfortunate, but she didn't know. So
it's
just let
association.
It go. Let it go.
It should be this guy is a worthless piece of crap and doesn't even deserve a wife or baby.
We all know that. Yeah. Well, wow.
Maybe the baby's not his.
I know, right?
Oh, gosh.
Let's
that's
dig a little deeper.
It.
Where's
Life's
that
got
call?
A story too.
This Thursday.
And why is Mary still on hold?
Oh.
There she
goes. Funny.
Bye, Mary. All right, guys.
Love you, Mary.
Thank you so much. We love doing Show Wants to Know because y'all have some really juicy lives.
Get us fired up.
I know. I love living vicariously through you. So if you want to send a message to us and you want us to talk about it on the air, send it to our social accounts is usually the best. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh